So let's say intercourse is painful. What are some of the options people have to make it less painful?
Switch on to your partner, see what's comfortable, look at the things that make you more uncomfortable. So we mentioned before about positions and cushions, and say, you know, if a female's getting some pelvic pain, she may well want to perhaps go on top, control the speed of things, the depth of penetration, you know, lots and lots of lubricant that we mentioned before. But get a position which is comfortable for you both. And if you're the partner of somebody in pain, obviously just be sensitive to how they're going, but don't wrap them in cotton wool either, because, you know, sometimes you can overdo it where you perhaps spend so much time being concerned for their well-being. What they're, you know, perhaps by that time they just want you to, you know, absolutely just get on with it.
What about timing? Is that an issue as well, or something to look into?
You know, some people find that their pain is, you know, worse either during the day or during the night, and so you might want to time things for a time of day where pain is at its lowest. People often find that their joints and muscles and bones are stiffest when they wake up in the morning. That's not the kind of stiffness that you really want. So really what we would be saying for people like that is, look, as the day goes on, as you've done more, you know, more movements, you might find that a nice warm bath in the afternoon gets the muscles and bones all working freely, makes you feel that you're most comfortable. So, you know, simple physical things like, you know, like a hot bath, or timing it during the day when, you know, you feel like you've loosened up, you know, that can make a world of difference.
What about taking medication for pain relief just prior? Is that worth doing?
Yes, generally that's a good idea, but you just got to also remember that sometimes painkillers can actually blunt the sensitivity of the organs, and you know, it's not uncommon to find that people, you know, find that their orgasm is much harder after painkillers. So it's a bit trial and error, and you know, people can have a bit of fun experiment and see what works for them.
How beneficial are the use of vaginal dilators?
Cancer treatments such as, you know, radiation or repeated surgery to the genital area, you know, can produce quite marked scarring. You know, I think really the trick is to not wait until scar tissue is so formed and hard, you know, that it's just not going to budge. Really, for people, you know, who are sexually active, who are having surgery on the genitals, or who are going to have radiation in the area, I think be upfront with your doc. Be upfront with the radiation nurses, be upfront with the nurses on the ward and say, look, how am I going to manage this afterwards? How can I, you know, prevent myself from running into trouble? So things like dilators, great, you know, get those dilators out, use them early, lots of lubricant, check with your surgeon, make sure that when the right time to start, you know, that this whole process is, check with your radiation doctor. So lots of consultation, don't be shy.
What about the role that fear plays in pain? How much of an impact can that have on the way that you're feeling sexually?
Well, I mean, fear initiates the whole sympathetic nervous system, and that does not actually stimulate desire and libido. Generally, fear and anxiety tends to make pain worse. It often causes muscular guarding to try and protect you against something that is painful. And so this is why it's crucial to really talk it through, raise the question with your treating team.
Aside from your doctor or oncologist, where can you go to seek help in this specific area?
Palliative care services are there for you. They've got a particular interest in pain management and in psychosocial function. And, you know, if your symptoms are not being well controlled, please do raise the question of, could I please have a palliative care person to, you know, to discuss this with? Palliative care is more than terminal care. Palliative care is there to give you good symptom control throughout the duration of your entire illness. So they're great services. Please do use them.